Hello, hello. Welcome to Your Home by Design, the podcast where we talk all about our homes and how they affect our health and well-being. Some episodes, we delve deep into the research, and some, we just chat. I'm Nico, an interior designer and researcher passionate about bringing forward the findings so that you can improve your lifestyle and well-being. Grateful to have you. Let's do this. Welcome to today's episode. Today, I'm going to play you two short clips from Your Para Weekly. These are the Your Para Weekly videos. And if you're not familiar with Your Para Weekly, it is our free membership where you have access to two seasons of videos. And in the videos, I share all sorts of stuff, design tips and research and design tricks. You also get a weekly email that goes alongside and a worksheet to download. And you can hang on to that for reference. So yes, if you're not familiar with Your Para Weekly, then, and you want to learn more, you can head over to yourpara.com. But this week, the reason I'm sharing these two videos is because next week I am going to expand on them. The videos are really short and sweet, but next week I'm going to unpack them and add to them. So yeah, the first clip you're going to hear is touching on what it is to have a healthy home and how that makes for a healthy life. The second clip is how to boost happiness and well-being from the choices you make in your home. So yes, they are short and sweet, and I hope you enjoy them.
Welcome to Your Para Weekly. Today's episode is about your happiness and well-being and how you can boost it. I want to start by stressing the importance of evaluating your spaces. And by this, I mean that every so often you make a conscious effort to stop and really see your rooms. Is it put together as you intended or hoped? Maybe it's a haphazard effort and it's been weeks, months, or even years since you bothered to finish. Or you walk by your belongings without even taking notice of them. These are your cues. This is what's telling you that something needs to change. When areas go unnoticed and become forgotten, it becomes what I call a stagnant space. If you can imagine water that's become stagnant, what does it look like? What does it feel like? There's no movement. There's no change. It looks lifeless, dirty. It collects all sorts of nasty things, and it isn't nice to look at. Now, I'm not saying your home has nasty things, but you get the picture. A stagnant home has a big impact on your overall well-being. It's really important for your overall happiness to be delighted in your surroundings, keeping things fresh, walking into your room where something catches your eye, and you stop in the moment and you appreciate how it looks. If you have areas in your home from as small as a bookshelf to as big as an entire room that have become stagnant, it's time to do some interior editing. The best way to do this is to create a blank canvas. Clear the area so you can see it with fresh eyes, then clean it, rearrange it, and repurpose your belongings. Play with arrangements using the tools of scale, proportion, weight, and repetition. This doesn't have to be overthought, and you can keep things very simple. As an example, often a standalone object can draw more attention than a grouping of objects because it has interest in its simplicity. Thanks for watching this episode of Your Para Weekly.
So something to note from that first clip is how important it is to always evaluate our spaces, because life can get so busy that we just come in and out and we don't stop to think, is this serving us? Is this how we really intended our space to be? So making sure that we evaluate them and finish them if they're not. The other thing is to just be delighted in your surroundings, like really pay attention to whether something in your space is catching your eye and making you feel happy. The last thing is, yes, that interior editing. It is so important to do because it really comes down to evaluating and then editing, making changes based on that evaluation. And of course, I touch on using tools like scale, proportion, weight, and repetition. On to the next clip.
Welcome to Your Para Weekly. Today's episode is Healthy Home, Healthy Life. I challenge you to maintain your home. If you maintain your home regularly, you will feel the effects. As an interior designer, I not only stand by highly personalized spaces that speak to you functionally and aesthetically, but I stand by taking care of those spaces. If you take care of your home, it will take care of you. You'll feel calmer, more clear-minded, and will feel more in control. It really is amazing how by just maintaining your home regularly, it can have such an impact. Home maintenance is getting organized, getting clean, going through your closets and dusting, washing, replacing bulbs to get more adequate lighting, and throwing stuff away like piles of paper, or giving things away that no longer serve you. Pick just one room in your home where you're going to do a little maintenance project and tackle it from start to finish. Set aside the time that's needed to get the project done. You will have a healthier home and a healthier life. Thanks for watching this week's episode of Your Apparel Weekly.
So in that clip, I touch on a few things, and that is the first one I want to mention is highly personalized spaces. This is so important to have, and next week I will unpack why. I also talk about taking care of your home, because your home will take care of you. And again, I will share some research on this next week. The last thing is home maintenance. Like, how important is it when we maintain our homes? Like, how good do we feel when we walk into a space that's clean, it's organized, and it feels intentional? We all reap the benefits of that, and we can all feel the effects. So thank you for listening to this week's episode, the two clips that I shared. And next week, I look forward to chatting with you about the research behind this and really, really unpacking these things and expanding on them further. Thank you for listening to this week's episode.
To learn more, check out my website, yourparo.com. That's yourparo.com. Also, follow me on Instagram at Home with Nico. As always, thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.